If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals.
Welcome to Pet Patrol. I'm Krista Livingston, the owner of Kibbles and Gifts. Have I told you that I have 60,000 pets? Give or take 10,000. No, I'm not an animal hoarder. I have honeybees. Technically, they aren't pets, but I do provide them with a home. I check on them to make sure that they are healthy, making enough food, and have a clean water source, and are making babies, lots of babies. They are my girls, and I love them. Did you know, depending on the time of year, 90% of bees in a hive are female? Of course, there's the queen bee, who lays all the eggs, but most of the other bees are workers, and these are girls. The boys in the hive are drones, big, fat, lazy boys, whose only job it is to breed. They can't collect pollen, sting, care for babies, or even for themselves. They have to beg the girls for food. During the winter, most of the boys get thrown out of the hive by the workers. They just use up too many resources without contributing anything. I am being a little hard on the boys. They have one very important job, passing on the queen's genes. All of the boys' genetics come from their mother, the queen. They hatch from unfertilized eggs, so when they mate, all of the babies have half of their mother's genetics. Bees are amazing creatures. The workers may only live a few weeks, but during that time they have many different jobs. They start off tending to their mother, the queen, and working in the nursery. As they mature, they become guard bees. They patrol the front of the hive, checking everyone's ID before they come inside. Their last job is to go out and collect nectar and pollen. This is hard work. You can see their little wings become ragged from all the flying. Approaching a beehive is a wonderful experience. First, you hear and feel the buzzing. You can even feel the warmth coming off of the hive. Bees like to keep their hive from 93 to 95 degrees. Next, you smell the honey. It's even more special because your girls made it. You can peek around to the front of the hive and see the workers arriving, their little legs weighted down with big yellow balls of pollen. You might also see the bees doing a dance. When a worker finds a good nectar source, she will tell her sisters through dance. Then you pull the top off the hive, and your whole world becomes bees. They are everywhere, making honey, tending to babies, cleaning the hive. If you're lucky enough, you will see the queen with her attendants. They follow her everywhere she lays her eggs. You can see where the term busy as a bee comes from. They never stop working. They even cool the hive off on warm days by fanning their wings. You might think that bees start trying to sting you the minute you get near them. This isn't true. In fact, unless you are near their hive and they feel threatened, they will leave you alone. Bees really are pacifists. They don't want to sting you. They actually fly at you and bump you as a warning first. Yes, bees can sting, and yes, it hurts, and some people have bad reactions to bee stings. But a bee will only sting if it feels in danger. Bees are the only creatures I'm aware of that harm nothing, not plant or animal, as they go about their bee business. In fact, by gathering their food, they are pollinating flowers and plants. Who else leaves the world a better place just by existing? So the next time you see a honeybee, smile and say thank you. This is Krista Livingston with Pet Patrol.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of Neighborhood Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@neighborhoodradio.info.